Marvelous Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Father, for letting us choose the best place we can be this morning. Thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. And Father, we here, we go, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your words. And Father, we want that you use this word to transform our life, transform our heart, transform our mind. And Father, that if we've been away from you, that we get close to you. Father, we want to worship your name with our life, in every area of our life. In everything we do, we want to worship your name, Lord. Father, we ask you this morning that you work through your word in that the way that we become more like you and less like us. Father, thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We see what will happen right there. It looked like I was saying a while ago, it looked like Peter was doing the same thing that many people are doing nowadays. He lost the focus. And we can do that as a Christian. If you're here this morning, it's because you love the Lord and you want to obey his command, because you want to obey his word. It's because you want to worship him, not to worship yourself. It's because you want to satisfy the Lord. It's like how many of you have kids? Yeah, we love when our kids come to us and you know, they tell you, Papi, I love you. Mommy, I love you. What a blessing. Brother, there are no words that can explain how I feel. One of my kids tell me, Papi, I love you. That's a blessing. But what about when our kids just come to us because they need something? They want something. That's not the right way. And it looked the same way with Peter when he came to Jesus. He loved the focus. What happened with Peter? He was drawing and thank God that Jesus was there and stretched his hand to him. If it's not, he will go down. And he probably don't know how to swing like many people over here. How many of you know how to swing? I don't like to say that, you know, but I can. 8 feet. No, 3 feet I can swim. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. And now my wife, she's shorter than me. She can help me out. Yeah, she has stretching. Believe me, I can do that. Yeah. I never like to say that. But, you know, we notice what will happen with Peter right there. And you know, the good thing is the Bible, his word, can teach us how to keep focus. And we will see what to do to stay focused today. We ain't going to focus on what happened with Peter, but how we can prevent that happen to us, a spiritual talking, you know. How we can keep close to God. How we can keep focused on the Lord and not on this word that's around me and you. The first thing we see is that make prayer your priority. In verse 23, we notice that even Jesus, the Son of God, it was his priority to keep praying. How many of you pray every morning before leave your house? Amen. Raise your hand. You see, that's got to be our priority if it's not. And not just in the morning, even at night, we got to thank the Lord for everything he had done during the day, for everything we went through, and we know that he was there, that we could see his hand stretching to us. It was a blessing, you know. We noticed that Jesus has priority to spend time with the Lord. We have to spend time with the Lord. Like I told you a while ago, how feel we good when our kids come to us to tell us, I love you. But how do you feel when your kids only come into you and ask you for something? Prayer is a conversation with our Heavenly Father. Tell him how much we love him. It's not just about, oh, Lord, I'm here. Thank you because you are there. Give me this. I want this. I like this and this and this. How do you feel when your kids come in, Papi? When I see sometimes Carolina come to me, Papi, you get off from work. Give me a kiss. Give me a hug. Something wrong with the picture. What you want? Where you want to go? Walgreens or Walmart? Which one of the W? I know it is. Because it's not something normal. We as God creation, God kids, we have to come into him every day and tell him how much we love him, express our love for him. It's not just about give me. I guarantee you that probably Jesus asked something for the Father, because I know he prayed for us. Do you know that? Jesus prayed for you. He prayed for me. That's why I'm saying thank you to the Lord. Yeah, we have to come into the Lord. It's nothing wrong to ask the Lord to change your life, to be a better Christian, to be closer to Him. But the wrong thing is that most of the time we focus on materialism. That's a problem. We ask more for us than what we promised that we would give to Him. We lose the focus when we do that, because you are thinking more about you than what you're thinking about the Lord. Every time I come to Jesus, I come, the first thing I do, I say, thank you, Lord. Even when I got to go pray for somebody that is sick. A couple of weeks ago, Sunday, one of our church members, before we started service, he coming and walk. We've been ready to pray to start the service, you know, with a worship band. Thank God for Luisito. If you didn't know, I forgot to tell you, we're working on have our Shalmet worship band every Sunday. And thank God this Sunday, last Sunday we started. This Sunday, Luisito will be with us over there. It's a blessing for Luisito. Thank you, brother Luisito. Give a clap to Luisito for what he's doing. But that day we've been praying together, ready to start the service. And one of our church members walked to me and told me, hey, somebody called me. There's a girl, Dominican girl. She had cancer. They give her 6 more months. And she would like somebody to go and pray with her. I said, well, not right now, I'm ready to start a service, but I promise you that today I will go with you over there. So we went and prayed, but the first thing I asked is, Lord, thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, if it's your will, heal this person. I don't know if it's God's will or not. God can use any kind of situation to bring people to Him. Look what happened. This girl, she never make a decision for Christ, but that night, she turned her life to cry. Praise the Lord. But the first thing I asked to the Lord is, thank you for this opportunity. I didn't come into Him, oh Lord, you know I'm here. We need that you heal her. She got to be healed. That way everybody, no. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I'm here. Use me if it's your will. But like I said, the worst thing we do is that we focus more on us, what we want from Him, than what we want to give to Him. If He will come over here right now and He asks you, why are you able to give to me? What would you tell Him? I got $10. What would you say? Oh, Lord, what you want? No, you should know what you're able to give to the Lord. He don't want nothing material. He just wants your heart. He wants you to concentrate on Him. You focus on Him. Focus on His way. And this is a blessing that we know that we should make our praying our priority. Every day, every morning, every time, our praying should be priority. Those who have a couple, they know that they love each other to get in communication. When it was, I think it was Thursday, I forgot to call my wife in the morning by break time. By lunch, she called me. What's wrong with you? You forgot that I'm in your life. I'm a part of your life. She used to me to call every morning to tell her the breakfast was good and everything. How'd you been doing? Probably pretty much I said everything, the same thing every day. Oh, you know, like every day, just working hard. That's my favorite word. How you doing? But yeah, you know, it's a blessing that we can come to the Lord every day, every day. He's waiting on you every day. Let me tell you, if you feel alone, you're not alone. You think you are alone. He's with you. He promised He will be with you every day. If you say, if you're one of those who say, I never heard God to speak to me. How the pastor say, He only want to speak to you. And His mouth, look His words, it's right there. They're not excuse. Another thing we can do to keep focus is do not test God. What happened right there, we see in verse 28. Like Peter tried to test God, tried to test Jesus when he told him, let me read it right there in verse 28. There's small letter, you know, I'm over the 40. And doctors say after the 40, you start losing everything. Not my hair, no, I'm starting before the 40. But my side, yeah. Let me see if I can read it. This is not my Bible. 28 said, Lord, if it's you, That's Peter. If it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. He was testing Jesus. If it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Do not test the Lord. Never do that. Matthew 4 and 7 say that he can be tested. God asked every one of us one time in Malachi 3:10 that test him with your tithe and offering. But nobody want to do that. No, no, not that way, Pastor. Not with my money. No, 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 no. I can test God that I promise him Sunday I'll be at church. Yeah, not with my money. No, 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 no. But as we see what happened with Peter, he was trying to test the Lord. If it's you, if I know Jesus is in my life, how can I ask him, if you're really in my life, I want you to do this for me? No, he's in my life. I have to trust him. I cannot test him. He cannot be tested. Matthew 4, chapter 4, verse 7 say that he can be tested. He's the creator. He is the man, not you. You are his creation. You did not create him. He created you. And the Bible says about him, about that. We not create ourselves. He created us. Do not test God. Do not test God. You can promise anything if you want on your own, but do not test God. Peter was trying to test Jesus. Do not do that. Never do that. Another thing we can see that we got to pay attention to God's voice. Look, Jesus told him, come. He went, but he lost the focus. How do we know? He almost drowned in the water. He failed. Why? Because he probably didn't pay attention. I wasn't there. But I can't imagine when I read the Bible, probably what something was wrong with the picture. If he trusts the Lord, he should walk and go straight to him. But what happened? He lost the focus. That's what happened with us as a Christian. When we lost the focus on who called you to follow him. Are you called to follow Jesus? Nobody? Just me? Are you called to follow Jesus? I know I am. And that's what I'm trying to do every day of my life. Try to follow him. If you call him, pay attention to his voice. God is talking to you every day. He wants to talk to you every day. He's waiting on you every morning. Since you wake up in the morning, he's waiting on you. But are you paying attention to his voice? It looked like Peter didn't pay attention. That's why he failed. As Christians, sometimes we fail because we don't pay attention on God's voice. Sometimes we make our own decision. And then when we fail, Lord, but you told me, he didn't tell you nothing. You didn't pay attention. Lord, you promised me that I will be blessed if I buy this house. How do you know? Did you really hear his voice? Lord, I have to give this vehicle away. But you told me, take it. Are you sure? You heard his voice clear? He told you, yes, go ahead and take it. Or it was only your own decision. That's why we fail. Because we follow our own, we make our own decision. But we lose the focus. When we don't hear his voice. And we don't obey his voice. Not just hear his voice, he's obeying his voice. Because every day he's talking to you. But do we obey every day what he say through his word? Be careful. If you listen to him, you got to obey. Obey. Obey his command. Obey his word. Look, Peter, he listened to Jesus, but he looked like he didn't obey. Yeah. When he started walking in the water, it's because he heard when Jesus told, come, come. And he started walking to Jesus. But what happened later? Did he reach Jesus? He didn't. Something was wrong with him. He heard, but he probably didn't obey. Another thing we know is, do not be afraid. When God called you to do something, do not be afraid. You got to trust him. Look. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we start something with good intention, but we got to keep focused if it's God will. We got to keep focused if that's what God wants in our life. Look, in the book of Psalms, we can read that God is our refuge. He is our strength. You know, you're not alone. The Bible said that Don't be afraid. The Bible says, don't be afraid. In Psalm 46, chapter 2, the Bible says, don't be afraid. But if you read 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, it's going to tell you that God didn't give you a spirit of afraid, but he gave you a spirit of power and self-control. And I'm telling you, are you right now? Are you right now taking that what God gave it to you? A spirit of love, power, and self-control. Or are you afraid? Are you still afraid? Afraid is not for Christian. We have a little devotional yesterday, and we've been talking about that. Be careful. God don't want you to be afraid. He give you afraid. Spirit, he give you afraid of Lord. Power and self-control. When somebody say, I can't control my mouth, I do whatever I want. If you're a Christian, you have to control your mouth. Don't be afraid to do it. Yeah, don't be afraid. Stay firm. What happened with Paul, with Peter? Excuse me sometimes if I confuse Paul and Peter. Many times I say Paul, and I'm talking about Peter. But what happened with Peter? He told Peter in verse 28, you little faith. Many people call to be, oh, no, I'm a faithful man of God. But when they're going through a tribulation, when they've been going through a proof, they're going down. Peter, the man that later do a lot of stuff. Peter, the man that cut somebody ear for Jesus. Peter, who promised him, I won't deny. Because he loved the Lord with all your heart, with all his heart. And what happened? Jesus. Stay close to God all the time. What happened with Peter? He stayed away. He stayed away. That's why we got to click close to the Lord. And you ask me, but Pastor, you're telling me to I got to be close to the Lord. But how can I be close to the Lord? There's two things easy for you to do. Keep praying and reading your Bible. That will keep you close to the Lord. And worship his name on every time, on every situation. That will keep you close to the Lord. It's not about just to come in on Sunday morning and they're the only way you'll be close to the Lord. Nah. What about from Monday to Saturday if you don't go to cell group Friday? So you stay away from the Lord. You got to be close to the Lord every day, 24-7, 365 days during the whole year. If it's not 366 days a year. We only got to keep close to the Lord. That's the only thing we will keep you focused on the Lord. There's a lot of stuff that's going to try to take you away from the Lord, a lot. I hate when I hear people saying, but Pastor, I don't have time to read my Bible. But you got time to go to work. You got time to go eat. Don't tell me you don't have time to read your Bible. Don't tell me you don't have time to pray. Don't tell me you don't have time. If you are still in this world, you got time. You're lying to me every time you say I don't have time. The only person who can say I don't have time is the one that passed away from this world. While you in this world, you got time. I wake up every morning 4 o'clock to go to work. Sometimes I go to work 7 days a week. Thank God they give me the blessing, the opportunity that I can go to work, go preach, and go back to work. But still, I have to make time every day to pray and read my Bible. Don't tell me, don't use no excuse. Even at work, when you're by yourself, you can pray the Lord right there. Don't tell me you don't have no lunch. Don't tell me you don't have no break. You can bring your Bible. Well, I can bring my Bible, but you can use your cell phone right there. There are no excuses nowadays. There are no excuses. We got to keep focused. We got to keep close to the Lord. We got to keep praising the Lord with all our heart, with your heart. That's what happened when we read a while ago on verse 33. They said that they praise the Lord. We got to praise the Lord with all your heart. It's not that, oh, it sounds good when Luisito is singing. It sounds good when Valeria was singing. But you sound good when you worship the Lord. When you worshiping the Lord with all your heart. He loved that. Look, I love when my kids are singing. Especially when they sing a Christian song. Not when they singing song from the Word. The Lord too. He enjoyed. He enjoyed when we worship his name. When we focus on worship him. But It's sad that the church nowadays is losing their focus. But the Word of God can teach you how not to lose your focus. And last, recognize who He is. He is the Son of God. That's what they said right there on verse 33. Truly, you are the Son of God. And let me ask you a question. Are you really with your life, the way you act, showing, demonstrating that Jesus is the Son of God? That the Son of God is living in your life? That the Son of God is in your heart? With everything you say, with everything you do, we have to recognize who He is. If you don't, you're not on the right way. If you don't, you're losing your focus. Bow your head and close your eyes right there. And I want you to meditate on everything we've been talking this morning. I want you to meditate on this chapter. I would like you to go home and study a little bit deeper about this chapter. I want you to meditate on your life. How is your life right now with the Lord? Are you really focused on the Lord? Are you really focused on the Word? The good thing, you got the opportunity right now. If you're going the wrong way, to turn to the right way. I want to ask you this morning, if you never ever in your life make a decision for Christ, that means you're not focused on Him. But if you want to focus on Him and you want to turn your life to Him, this is the time. Thank the Lord for the opportunity they give you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity He gives you this time. And I want to ask you again, if you ever receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and this time you would like to do it, just raise your hand. I want to pray with you. One time you make a decision for Christ, but you know you lost the track, and you know you are going the wrong way, but you want to turn to the right way. You want to turn your life to Jesus. If that's your decision this morning, raise your hand. I want to pray with you. God is good. I know He loves you. He sent His begotten Son to die on the cross for you. Like we sang a while ago. What a wonderful cross. It's not about the cross. It's about who died on the cross. It's about what happened on the cross for you and me. Are you really appreciate what He did on the cross? How are you doing? Denying Him or receiving Him as your Lord and Savior? I want to ask you again, would you like to turn your life to Jesus? Would you like to focus your life in Jesus? That is your decision. Raise your hand. Stand up if you want.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.